ladies and gentlemen, action sports enthusiasts, men, women, children, dogs, cats, guess what? It's the Monday Mass, the world's greatest action sports podcast. Also,
we come pre-canceled. Sports
podcast about nothing.
We come pre-canceled.
Uncancelable.
Can't,
we don't say anything.
Can't cancel us if we're already canceled.
Cheers. Cheers. To Panic and Coffee and Tea. And cheers to Todd for bringing me a giant iced mocha. Let's try it.
All right. Guess what, everybody?
One, two, three, down the hatch.
Okay, go.
You know who I'm talking about?
Nope.
Well, it's March 18th, 2024. Let's just do an impactful quickie, why don't we? It was a big weekend. I was on tour with myself and with my band.
An impactful quickie.
Three shows.
Is that what you? Is that how you preface it?
Impact. This is going to be an impactful quickie.
Honey.
This
it just
show,
gets weird if you say honey right after that.
Honey, I'm home. Prepare yourself for
an impactful quickie. All right, let's go. Let's go.
We beat that joke into the ground.
It says we're freezing up.
Beat it right off the show.
Are we freezing up?
We don't have Wi-Fi, okay?
Is it working? I need a thumbs up in the chat. Can you actually like see us? Somebody?
Dude.
Do
no.
something.
No. Fuck. They don't care.
I don't care.
They don't want to know.
All right, here we go. We got half a 5G.
Yo, what? Half of a 5G?
2.5G.
Okay. Well, let's talk about our presenting sponsors. We are presented by Spy Optics at Spy Optic. These right here, these are Spy RX glasses. You can order them right off the website, and you can use a code.
These are called Spy Snowboard Goggles.
Put them on.
I'm not going
You can use the code MONDAYMASS and get yourself a discount. And when you do that, we get credit. More like emotional credit. We get told by the good people at Spy that we're doing a great job. And that's what we want.
I think I'm just going to do the rest of the podcast with this on.
You should put that on. Opus Footwear at Opus Footwear, O-P-U-S Footwear, in celebration of spring and warmer skate sessions. You buy any pair of Opus skate shoes and 100% of the proceeds will be donated to Concrete Jungle Foundation. So making people's lives better through skateboarding. Plus, when you use the code CJF at checkout, you'll get 10% off. This is a limited time. This ends March 31st. Opusfootwear.com. There's shoes for skateboarding by skateboarders. There's two of pairs right there. I have them on my feet as well. Mammoth Mountain at mammothmountain.com. Todd, big storms are coming. More snow's coming. It's been bluebird and beautiful up at Mammoth for the last week or so, and it's about to dump again. So make your plans. This may be the best time to go to Mammoth because the crowds are thinning and things are happening. Mammoth Mountain at Mammoth Mountain. Hanson Surfboards at Hanson Surfboards. All the snow gear is on sale now. Even though there's another storm coming, you're going to need it. Go to Hanson Surfboards in physical or on the internet. HansonSurfboards.com. Machu Picchu Energy, why don't you drink some... Oh, no. That's my Bougie Boy mask. You can't drink through that.
My name is Jeff.
MachuPicchu.energy at MachuPicchu.energy. Good, clean energy. Sorry for hitting the table like that. Todd, you look crazy, bro. Machu Picchu Energy. I'm going to need it today.
Fuck
like
that
I said.
Thing, dude.
My girl kept me out late last night.
Oh, yeah?
It's not her fault.
I thought it was going to be
St. Patrick's Day's fault.
Oh. Is she Irish?
I'm Irish.
Irish, I wasn't with Chris anymore.
Bachan's Japanese barbecue sauce. Bachan's Japanese barbecue sauce. Every day is a good day for Bachan's Japanese barbecue sauce. I got a hot tip for you. Check it out, Todd. I don't know if you do this or not, but if you shop at Trader Joe's, you get the spring rolls, and then you get yourself some lettuce, and then you pour some Bachan's in a little bowl. What are those things called? Carafe?
What?
What are the little like porcelain bowls called? A little
it's a dish.
Bowl.
Let's keep this moving.
And then you wrap the spring rolls with the lettuce and you dip it in the bachans. Oh, yeah. You've just made yourself a meal. Surf News is brought to you by Hanson Surfboards.
Guess what?
What?
We had Griffin Colapinto win the contest. Did I just blow you out of the water right there?
Well, I was going to talk about myself for a little bit.
Oh,
you want to hear about me?
Yep. Let's go.
Got a three board quiver from Dark Arts. Thank you, Dark Arts. I got the JT Radbod that I previously had. I got that fixed. I wrote it the other day. Sick board. It's a mix between a dad bod and something a little bit more radical, hence the Radbod. It's a little something I've been working on with JT. That's a thruster. I got the album Twinsman, a twin fin, made famous by Josh Kerr. And I got a Tomo quad, which I haven't ridden yet, but let me tell you, it's high-tech, Todd. I also did a Narwhal wetsuits review on my Instagram and TikTok. Are you on TikTok?
No. I heard TikTok's banned. The government's trying to shut it down, so you should probably get it. Get it while you can get it.
That's a conspiracy theory. Todd, I think you mentioned something a little while back about Griffin Colapinto winning the Mayo Rip Curl Pro Portugal. Griffin and Joanne DeFay won the
apparently
event.
Cry is really free.
Yeah, so I watched the finals day, but I didn't go in any chats. Or
I don't
anything.
See any of
the, who was crying.
I don't see any of those Brazilians in the top five.
Well, Gabriel Medina, he's not in the top five yet.
No.
But he got equal third, almost fulfilling the prophecy that I had laid out months ago that Gabriel Medina is going to be in the title fight. Spirit Lake. This is definitely a robocall, isn't it?
Should we answer it?
Yes. Hello, you're live on the Monday Mass. Hello, you're live on the Monday Mass. Oh, they didn't contact us. Oh, did you hear? Okay, so.
What if they said to you, sir, this is a collection agency.
Oh, my God.
What?
We just figured out a way to end robocalls.
We just tell them
you
that
just tell
on.
Them you're live on the air,
and
they hang up.
Mm.
So have you heard about this thing where, and I've experienced it, where a robocall or somebody will call you, and they'll record the conversation.
Or they take, and then
they
yeah.
have your voice for AI.
That shit's Dude, been plaging grandmothers.
I did a voiceover session a couple days ago, and as a guide to the cadence and what they want, you know, the script that they wanted me to say, they used my AI voice and said, "Here's the script.
That's
here's
fun.
Your voice."
That is not good.
It was a trip.
That's not good.
It was close too. I mean, I have a deep, kind of low, velvety voice. Whatever my AI has this weird high-pitched kind of squeal, so it's really off. It's not my voice.
We could get you to say the worst shit, and no one would know any different.
Or you could say the worst shit and then just blame it on AI.
Right.
So there's
I did
a two-pronger.
I think I did that at a already this year.
Yeah, right, I had a balance. Naked photo of myself leaked
with AI
over the weekend, and that's AI. That's not me.
So let's talk about this big surf meet that happened in Portugal.
It took forever.
Yeah.
The waves were, you know what? There was one thing, right? Let's get positive here for a second. There was one thing that before the event even started, people were already complaining about the waves.
That sounds right.
That tracks for surfing and surfers. People were already complaining about the waves before the event even started. Then the event actually happened. And there was a couple of those days that were incredible, like relatable, incredible, fun waves. So don't complain about the waves until you see the waves, haters.
And that goes with our podcast, too. You can't complain about it until you listen to it. Are they calling you back?
Benji Weatherly.
Should we take it?
Yeah.
Tell him he's on the pod.
Benji Weatherly, you are live on the Monday Mass. You're just calling me about some other business, but we're going to put you into some other business. Hi, Benji. You're with Chris and Todd.
I timed this totally wrong. I was going to talk about my herpes.
Damn it. Oh, no, you know what? I'll edit that part out.
Okay,
don't worry about it.
Okay, as long as Todd's not on the phone, call.
It's better you talk about your herpes than other people's herpes.
So weird that you guys are putting me on blast, as they say.
Well, I had your name as something different, so when it came up, I thought it was someone else.
I can't wait to hear what you put me under, something different. Was it something different? Is that what you put me under?
That's actually what it says. Oh, it's something different, and then I was like, oh, that's Benji. Benji!
That's what the lady said at the liquor commission when I asked for a liquor license. They said, someone different.
This is actually great because Benji Weatherly is opening a restaurant in Encinitas. It's called Breakers. It's coming soon. We're doing an article on Benji for Encinitas Magazine.
Wow.
It's all happening.
Is this the same restaurant as the one that's on Oahu?
Yeah, he shipped it over.
Whoa.
On a boat.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Yeah, and by the way, the restaurant's not coming soon. I'm coming soon.
See?
Wink, wink.
It's a twofold scenario here.
That's right.
Benji, no, Benji.
I'm so glad not to have you guys there.
You were just doing an action sport. You were just snowboarding. So this works totally for the show. What were you doing in the snow?
Well, all the tricks, there's so many different names. Todd, I don't know if you've ever heard of a shifty, lefty, horny toad.
Yes. It's one of the best ones.
Jump head first and land on your neck.
It's called the ostrich. The ostrich.
Yeah, it's like when you're doing Olympic commentating and the one guy with the pink hair or red, or he's all tomatoey, and you don't even know what he's doing. It's just like me going snowboarding. You'll be like, I think he just face planted, but we'll call it a chicken wing.
There we go.
I love that. Where were you snowboarding?
I just remembered your guys' thing's called the Mass. Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah. Yeah, it's not church.
Yeah, it's not church, Benj.
Okay. We're backed by the church, though.
This is a bad church. It's like a purple church at Mission Side.
Yeah, we also, love. Yes.
Yes.
I love it. Dude, I'm so glad you guys still do your potty, because I'm going to have you jerk off. The reason I called is I was thinking, why don't both you assholes come over tomorrow and do my podcast, Let's Potty, and I'm doing Jagger. Or what you call it? It's a silent J. Jagger Eaton.
Yep. Heard them. Yep.
And then I was gonna try to get you two jerk-offs to kind of like come in hot.
Wow. Mm. This is the first time for us to be invited on a podcast while on a podcast.
Right. This is meta.
You know what? We're gonna talk to management, and we're gonna get back to you.
We are trending.
I'm gonna call you about our other business after we're done doing this action sports podcast about nothing.
About the male dancing thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm down, dude. I've been doing sit-ups, pull-ups, all kinds of things.
Wonderful.
Actually, right. that's what I do when I snowboard. I do sit-ups and push-ups to get back up. It's fucking annoying. I was like, this morning I woke up and my right arm felt like it got ripped off, like I was surfing, like chopu, poo, like poo with the P-O, poo-poo. And yeah, I was like, oh, that's right, I snowboarded. And it's like 230 pounds getting up every 5 seconds.
Is that it?
It's a hard sport.
No, but honestly, sport. Todd, you'd be so impressed. I have steppies now, step-ins or whatever. Step-on, sorry. I'm with Mike Cox from Burton in the back. He just corrected me.
Those are called correctional shoes.
And the thing is I don't have to sit down to do my bindings anymore.
Oh,
it's changed the game.
That's Dude,
it's
great.
Like, I can snowboard 3 more runs a day now.
That is great. Damn.
That's how many runs I do a day anyway.
Chris took 3 runs while he was in Japan.
Just a heads up, Jake Burton used to call me half day Weatherly. I'm a quarter day Weatherly now.
Yeah. That's the best. Yeah. Hey, thanks for allowing us, or you actually didn't give us permission, so.
No, sorry. And you guys got to get a waiver. You ever had liability? You have it now. I'm on the podcast.
Perfect. All right. Okay. We love you.
You guys, WSL canceled me. You guys know that, right? So if you have any contracts with WSL, you're officially canceled.
Damn
have
it.
Fun with that.
Double canceled. I'll call you when we're done.
Okay. Love you guys. Todd, I fucking miss your face and your butt.
Ooh.
And my butt.
Benji Weatherly.
Mainly my butt. Bye. Wow.
Told you I know cool people.
That came in hot.
Yeah. That's Benji Weatherly for you. Coming in hot always. We love him for
all
that.
All right, let's get this podcast back on the tracks. You know what I'm saying? Hey, okay, here's what we need to talk about. You've got all this news about placings and statistics.
Stats.
The big news this week, was Stephanie Gilmore moving sponsors.
Well, I have that too.
Okay, well, I'm just saying this is the kind of stuff that people want to hear
That's
about.
That's bigger news than
what's
happening on the World Championship Tour.
Absolutely.
You think?
I think so. Because I feel like Steph's impact on surfing is significantly larger than the CT.
You think?
I think so.
Okay.
So,
all right.
Steph Gilmore has left. Well, she was riding for Quick for a little bit, and then she rode for Roxy. She's been in the Quicksilver Board Riders family for a long time.
They switched her back and forth between Quicksilver and Roxy. Right.
Because Quick wanted to do this women's line, and it was really cool for a little bit, and then. The consumer was confused about what Roxy was in relation to Quicksilver, Women's. Yada, yada, yada. Fast forward, she's the best in the world, but now she's riding for
Rip Curl.
Rip Curl.
Which is a
I did not
great brand.
I did not see that coming at all.
I thought that was a pretty obvious one. They leaked.
I thought
the news.
She would have ridden for like a Viore or something. You know, like I feel
that would,
like
that would fit. That would fit. But when the news was leaked that she was leaving, what'd she leave? Quick or Roxy?
Roxy. She was on Roxy.
They said she's leaving for a heritage surf brand. And I say heritage in a complimentary fashion because
Pirate
I
surf.
Feel like Rip Curl is a real deal awesome company. Started by surfers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're now owned by, I don't know, like a thing.
A conglomerate? They're owned by a fund?
They're owned by a hedge, a bush. But they are a real surf company and they do real cool things in surfing. And now they have arguably one of the greatest teams currently in surfing.
Yep.
Mason Ho, Mick Fanning, Stephanie Gilmore, Aaron Brooks. I mean, they've got like past, present, future sealed up.
Who's Medina ride for?
Rip Curl.
Rip Curl.
Gabriel Medina. So yeah, that's actually some big,
pretty crazy, and
that's
I think
big news. It's not breaking, but
it's not breaking, but it does.
We broke it.
It does.
We said it.
It opens up a conversation when you start to think about: is the rider bigger than the brand? Do you know what I'm saying? Like this.
Yeah.
It used to be like that. I feel like when, you know, sometimes I always, when I'm giving advice to younger kids coming up, I'm like, look, longevity is your friend.
Yes.
You want to establish yourself with that brand, but it's a double-edged sword because if you spend so much time with that brand and you haven't differentiated yourself from the brand a little bit,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like some brands, some riders can transcend a brand and some riders are like lockstep with that brand. So they're just, and I think Steph was one of those surfers that like transcends, even like
I did not think of Quicksilver or Roxy when I thought of Stephanie Gilmore.
Right, but conversely, did you think of Quicksilver when you thought of Kelly?
Yes.
Okay, so like
for
why,
a long time.
Here's the question I have. Why is it that you think Steph is bigger than those brands? And like Kelly Slater, arguably the biggest surfer in the world.
Well, I think because, well, A, like Stephanie Gilmore, her style, her surfing in and out of the water, her personality, her whole aura, her whole deal is like so unique and so just Stephanie. When I see her, when I'm watching her surf, I'm not looking at her trunks or her bathing suit. I'm watching
the
I'm watching the complete story she's telling on the wave. She's one of the greatest to ever do
this
it.
This is some WSL commentary shit right now.
What are you looking at? Her bathing suit?
I was setting you up.
I'm trying to explain why.
Okay, all right.
I don't notice like her outfit because her whole act is just so incredible and beautiful and perfect. And like I'm not even looking at the logos on her boards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking at the whole thing happening. Slater, who was on Quicksilver for 15 years.
Longer than that. 20 years.
The imagery that was coming out. And so there's two things. The imagery, he always had the mountain wave up under the nose of his board, and it just fit perfect with the carbon fiber stripes and just the whole thing. And then there's the star trunks. He came out with the star trunks during the lowers event that really put him on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was that was like the seed that was planted. Every ad, all that stuff. And, you know, I think that he grew Quicksilver in such a huge way, you know, that it became synonymous.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think Outer Known when you see Kelly Slater surfing now?
No. Uh-uh. It's different now.
It's different.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's a great fit for Stephanie Gilmore. I like that there's new big contracts happening in the surf world. I mean, that's a great sign of things to come.
I wonder what a great contract is these days for someone that potentially can change directions of influence within the sport.
Well, that's my question for you. Will one of the greatest surfers to ever do it, one of the most marketable surfers to ever do it, still prime time ripping and now with free time to mm-hmm. film and shoot photos and all that, will Stephanie Gilmore on Rip Curl translate into wetsuits bought, board shorts bought, bikinis bought?
Well, my opinion,
because Alana Blanchard definitely sold a lot of bikinis,
right?
And reef flip flops and wetsuits. Will the same thing happen with Stephanie Gilmore?
Well, let's be honest. There's a reason why Alana Blanchard sold a lot of bikinis. Like her whole thing was.
She was one of the first.
She was a butt. She was butt marketing.
Yeah,
that's like straight up.
And that's fine.
But
and
I think
a great surfer.
I think with like a like let's for men's side of things.
Okay.
If you switch to another brand, I think that you need to drop a product that is like, I don't know, like future forward thinking.
Okay.
Like you can't just like put out another
like Florence Machine.
Something like it. There has to be a story behind it. Like you, there's so many different companies and people out there that when they if they're giant names and they switch to another company and it's basically the same thing. You know, you're okay. Switching from one giant to another. Like, what's going to make this different? Like, why are people going to notice?
Yeah.
And I think, like, you know, you have to drop something, you know, like Steph would have, I would imagine, would have some kind of a collection that maybe was going to be something spectacular.
She's
I would
go
on
hope. The search. Let's see some trips. Stephanie Gilmore and Mason Ho on the search together.
Mm-hmm.
That's
it's just weird. Sick. Like, and it also is, like, really weird to me when you see these, like, legacy riders just all of a sudden, like, I don't know. Like how many more years do you think Steph has? I mean, now that's surfing's different.
Yeah.
Snowboarding and skating are different animals altogether.
I mean, Stephanie Gilmore is still going to be surfing great into her 70s and people are still going to want to watch her surf. Mm-hmm. So I think that's why brands like Rip Curl, for example, is a brand that really does, you know, they signed Mick Fanning to like a 10-year contract last year.
I'm interested. I'm engaged to see what happens, but I'm always like from the business standpoint, I'm fascinated to see like what a brand does to capitalize on a big name being brought over. Because if you just sit on it.
What are you going to buy? You used to buy 2-page spreads in a magazine.
Yeah, now there's
here she is.
Now what do? You put out a hard post and a story and then it just disappears into
a reel,
into the ether.
A YouTube edit.
Right.
Well, we'll see what happens, but anyway, congrats to Stephanie Gilmore and congrats to Rip Curl. Here's your top five real quick, just so we get back to that. On the CT men's side, you got Griff, Ethan Ewing, John, Jack Robbo, Baron Mamiya. And yeah, the Brazilian Storm is yet to really start whipping into a frenzy. No Brazilians in the top five for the first time in 10 years. Wild. Women's, Molly Picklum, Joanne DeFay, Betty Lou Sakura Johnson, 3. Caitlin Simmers, 4. Caroline Marks, 5. So we got fresh-faced sophomore on the championship tour, Molly Picklum in the yellow jersey, 4 now. You just mentioned Kelly Slater.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly Slater apparently does not like competing at beach breaks. This was on Stab.
Yeah,
in 30 years on tour, he missed the Brazil event 10 times. and he's missed a couple other handful, but he pulled out of Portugal, but he did show up and got,
well, he pulled out of Portugal and said his hip hurt.
Yes.
And then like the next day he's in like the craziest draining barrel on the Gold Coast.
But what he said was no turns, just pumping.
Hmm.
And it's like, I personally think Kelly Slater can do whatever he wants.
Sure, why? I don't think that he has to justify anything.
Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, as a fan, I want to see him competing still. We'll see what happens next. Did you watch the Chapter 11 TV Dumpster Diver 2 commercial?
Dane as an actor is fantastic.
It's so good.
It's so good.
I love that. I loved it. Timmy Kern in his Bud Tour jersey. So good.
The whole thing was amazing.
It was great. I love that shit. I think that we need more of that. More of that. Oh, here's the numbers.
What's the numbers?
Stephanie Gilmore's 8-year deal with Rip Curl is $500,000 per year.
$500,000 Australian per year.
Is that a lot?
I don't know. How much is $500,000 Australian? Like
$40.
$40.
I think it's even if not more.
Is it pretty? Really?
Yeah. So it's official. There will be a wave pool coming to Oceanside, California.
Really?
It's official on paper, but like most wave pools, we know, you know, everybody knows.
Now
until
this,
they're digging a hole.
Where is it coming? Where is it going to be? Up by the old drive-in?
It's next door to the Oceanside airport.
Near the skate park.
By the way, where the drive-in was.
Oh.
So it's got final approval from the city council. 92 acres, 3 miles from the beach. Mixed use, residential, commercial, and recreational. 3.5 acre wave pool is its main attraction. A 300-room resort, 134,000 square feet of retail and office space.
I wonder when, though. Okay, so like when
2025.
That's not very long from now.
Or 2026. I don't know. This is an interesting stat. They're saying that, you know, there was obviously, you're going to have two sides. You're going to have people that are excited about it, people that are anti. One of the questions, concerns from the anti group is that this wave pool will use 5 million gallons of water per year, which is the same amount of water used to maintain a single hole of an 18-hole golf
course. Single hole. 5 million gallons a year to maintain a single hole on a golf course?
Is that right?
That doesn't sound right.
That's a lot of gallons.
Sounds like a made-up stat, but I'm here. Right, I'll back it up.
That's pretty gnarly. Golfers are taking all the water?
Hmm.
And we have a lot of golfers out there that watch this show. Do you guys use 5 million gallons of water to feed one hole?
Yeah, what is that? What's the math here?
What's 5 million times 19 times 1,000 times 50?
Why do golf courses
times
have to
75?
Why do golf courses have to be made out of grass? You guys are so fucking cool and you can put the ball wherever you
want.
Why do you need grass?
Yeah, I think they should be cement.
What about urban golf? Just like through a city.
Oh, like the Dinosaur Jr. video for Feel the Pain. Remember they were driving golf carts around New York City?
It'd be a solid way to do it.
So
like,
good.
No one really has tapped the urban golf market.
Yeah.
Like maybe it's like on a Saturday, all of a sudden, like, you know, you get the course layout and someone goes around in town and puts holes in and you're just driving balls down Main Street.
What about urban frisbee golf?
I think they do that in Boulder.
Of course they do that in Boulder.
I think they offer that as a major.
They play hardcore hacky sack in Boulder. Randomly, out of nowhere, Beach Grit put a feature, a fan fiction feature about me.
What?
It's been weird.
That's been a slow week.
That's what I thought. Surf Ads wrote this fan fiction article about it, and I was like, oh, I'll read this. It's very long.
Did ChatGPT write
very
it?
Very long.
It sounds like a ChatGPT.
But it's something about me working in the WSL office and I'm like a evil boss or something. But the comments were good, as usual.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to love this comment.
What
is it? Andy C says, even fictional Cote is a cunt.
Is it the same guy who called you Chris Cunte?
Probably.
Oh, it's so great.
Waterproof Polo says, suggestion for part two. Cote needs a hairless cat named Bethany to pat while barking orders. Interesting.
Wow.
Because I guess I'm like an evil...
Like Dr. Evil.
Yeah. Calm Turin says, all this fan fiction and not even a whiff of the erotic. If the next episode doesn't include a gangbang, I will be seriously bummed.
Hmm.
So Beach Grit commenters love erotic fan fiction.
GBs.
Check it out. Read it. Tell me what it's about. Like, I didn't finish it.
You didn't want to read it?
No, I was reading it. I read it, some of it. It's good.
Do you want me to do the mid-show ad block?
No, because I want to talk to you about Storm Surf on YouTube.
I don't know what that is.
I didn't know what it is either. Our mutual friend, Mike Marciano, a.k.a. Sidekick Mike from your Awesome on Ally show, told me about this Storm Surf YouTube channel. So basically, it's a very smart, knowledgeable host and talking about all the winter storms and swells, and he has charts and graphs. And basically what I gleaned, or what he said, the headline is, yes, it's sunny right now, it's warm, feels like we're trending towards spring, but guess what, we got some big storms coming, big waves, snow.
It sounds an awful lot like a groundhog. Are you sure he's not a groundhog?
He might be. So Storm Surf on YouTube, check it out.
Well, this typically is, you know, March and April are big snow months in the high country, Chris. Did you know
that?
This just in. Mm. Now, I will handle the mid-show ad block, and it goes as such. Bubs Naturals, at Bubs Naturals, the best collagen on the planet. Bubs is truly unflavored, exceedingly soluble, and better than the other guys.
What's soluble mean, Todd?
It means you can dissolve it easily.
Yep.
Per serving, 20 grams of protein, 7 essential amino acids, and one single ingredient.
Amino.
Amino.
7 essential amino acids in one single ingredient. What is it? Well, it's essential for joint health, muscle memory, recovery,
hair,
gut health, luscious locks, and more. Do you want to have huge fingernails that you can scratch your significant other's back with? Then this is the product for you. Community and giving back. Bubs Naturals donates 10% of all profits to charity in Glenn Doherty's honor, starting with the Glenn Doherty Memorial Foundation. And yes, that is Bubs Naturals. Panic and Coffee and Tea, waking up San Diego since 1969. Not only is it coffee and tea and caffeine and all kinds of other things, but they have pastries, lunch, breakfast, and good times. Hi, pie. And they also have pie, coincidentally. New Greens at New Greens. Not only your ride up to Big Bear on a Tuesday, but also the best damn health product you can get if you don't have time to eat the vegetables and fruits like me. I don't have time for fruits and vegetables. Not one bit. So you know what I do? I slam down some New Greens. Always put New Greens in water. We learned that the hard way a few months ago. At New Greens on Instagram, you can go on there and you can see all kinds of ridiculous videos starring myself and other friend group from Encinitas. At pedal.electric. It's e-bike season, Chris. You know how I know that? Because there's a bunch of morons on the 101 here getting in my way when I drive down the street. At pedal.electric, the fastest e-bike. If you want to get in front of all these people, you get yourself a pedal electric e-bike because it has dual motors. Dual motors means more fast.
The best.
Vessel.com. Are you too lazy to ship? Well, guess what? Vessel shipping makes it real easy. Vessel.com. You can go on there. You can print out labels. Vessel.com, it's the fastest way to ship. UPS, they're basically Vessel.com's bitch. Mint Tours, at Mint Tours. Guess what? Mint Tours coming up. You thought it was over after we left Japan? Uh-uh. There is a tour coming up at Mount Bachelor in Oregon, and that is in April.
Yeah, we have some updates on that.
I know. I'm going to get there. Harrison Gordon will be the guest, and you can go up there alongside Solomon and Tactic Sports Shop. Harrison Gordon will be this special tour.
But you knew that without even reading the script.
The tour that was going on in Lake Louise, I don't believe is happening. I don't think it's happening anymore. They're putting a pause, putting a pin in it, as they say. So stay tuned for more information on that. But you can always sign up for the Mount Bachelor one. There's only a certain limited number of spots. Do it before you can't.
Yeah.
At diecutstickers.com. Do you have bumper sticker ideas? Do you just hate one person in your neighborhood and you think that ordering 1,000 stickers that have his name slandered across the entire town would be the remedy to your situation?
I think that is a great idea.
I think that you should hit up at Die Cut Stickers, DOTCOM.
That's right.
Holy shit.
Todd, you're pretty good at the mid-show.
Skate News is brought to you by Opus Footwear. Thank you, Opus. For these are slip-ons that have a little more sport than the Vans. These are good. Okay, go. What do we have for skate news? I don't know shit. I haven't been paying attention to anything this week.
Ryan Lay was on Epically Later. It was a great episode.
That's it? That's all you got?
Snow News brought to you by Mammoth Mountain. We'll have more skate news next week. We've been busy, dude.
I'm sure we can think of something. Anything?
Skateboarding's fun. I really feel like the when we made the switch, right?
Which switch?
From metal wheels to clay wheels, everything changed.
Okay. If anyone has any skate
news. Snow News is brought to you by...
Is there skate news out there? Apparently we were glazing over skate news.
Not every show is going to win us a Grammy. You know, some of these shows...
What would we win?
Best Grammy.
Do they have a... That's a Grammy?
Best Grammy.
For podcasts.
Yeah.
There's a Grammy for podcasts.
I don't know. There should be. There should be a Razzie for podcasts. Fuck, we would win that.
We are fucking horrible.
The Raspberry Award.
Snow News is brought to you by Mammoth Mountain.
Mammoth?
Mammoth is holding for the spring of that giant storm that they just had. And also with this news that apparently winter's not over, get up to Mammoth. And also, I have an Icon pass. So if you're in the club, cool. We're going to hang. If not, well, maybe next year.
Yeah.
Which they actually happen to be on sale right now. This is not a paid advertisement. This is more reciprocating the gift of an Icon pass to me. And I will also do them a favor by saying you can get your Icon pass now and you get the rest of this spring plus next year. That's all I'm going to say about it. It's not really an ad.
Extremely relevant.
It's not really an ad.
Todd is extremely relevant. And he's got a nice, clear back window on his car with no stickers on it. except for one.
I wouldn't put it
there. It's an Icon Pass sticker with paper still on it. He did not fold off the die cut
yet. I don't know if I could do that. Even if they said, like, look, you need to put an Icon sticker on your car. And I'd be like, oh, my God.
Would you? Okay, so how much? No. So Todd has a truck, a surf truck. And
I would put it on the surf Audi truck.
How much for me to pay to get your Audi wrapped with a collage of all the wonderful Photoshop work that you've done on this program?
Can we collage
wrap on your Audi for?
I would almost do that.
$20,000 a month.
I would. Fuck yeah, dude! Damn, I'd crowdsource that. Let's go. If we did all the Photoshops that I've done of you on Instagram, wrapping my car.
What about photos of like up close venereal diseases? This big, like a comic book wrapped around your Audi. $40,000 a month.
You know, you can. I know a guy in town that actually, like, that's his business. Like, he sells, if you have like a nice car,
he sells venereal disease pictures.
He doesn't sell them, he gives it. But he does also have this other business where, like, if you have a nice car, he will put a business card in your underneath your windshield wiper. And it's like, hey, I can make you X amount of money a month. Let us wrap your car for the month. And I think people do, they do it because it's, you know, if they have a car payment.
What will you do for a Toyota Sienna?
Probably not much.
Minivan.
But there's definitely, like, I've seen, like, really nice, I saw a Porsche the other day that was wrapped.
Is it Porsche or Porsche?
Porsche.
You've been to Stuttgart? Oh, look, are we in snow news? Yeah. This is snowboarding news. Taught our friends at Wend.
Which is also Wend. Happens to be Sticky Bumps Wax.
Wend Waxworks. What is this for?
Wend
what is
Rome.
That for?
It's a scraper, Chris. What you do is you put the wax on, you take it off.
And this is cleaner and conditioner.
You clean. In the springtime, you need to clean the base. Look.
We got the whole set here, basically.
We'll happily display the Wend Wax, but I kind of have a wax sponsor.
Oh,
This is not. This isn't gonna go over good with Willie.
I never seen a sticker on your board.
It's more of a
homie deal.
It's more of a
behind the scenes.
An oral exchange.
Todd, natural selection was epic.
Natural selection went down. Let's go through it.
Okay.
So natural. Natty
did Austin Sweeten win?
Nice. I can't. We don't know who won.
Oh, that's why I didn't know.
I know who won, but we can't say who won. Let me just say this for the people that are out there that are wondering. April 4th, you will all know who won the natural selection.
Okay, I have a question. I was probably one like many who I watched live day one.
Mm.
I was pumped.
Did you watch all the way through?
Not when you guys were talking. When they were snowboarding, I was watching.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was wondering and waiting for day two to be live on Rebel TV.
Mm-mm.
It never was.
No.
So what? But I wasn't prepared and I had popcorn.
The reason being,
in my pajamas, I was ready.
So we're Montana Bowl, where they had, it's right outside Revelstoke Resort.
Okay.
It was hard enough to get it to Montana Bowl.
Okay.
And like to have.
And that's not in Montana.
That's not in Montana.
Okay.
So. If you watched Natural Selection, we lost the satellite up feed in the final round.
Okay.
And for us as commentators, all of a sudden the screen just went black.
Mm-hmm. Which is always fun.
And we're hearing from our control room, they're like, we've just lost the feed. You guys have to, what's called fill, which is like,
Top. We're
going to go over highlights of what happened. We're going to go over... You know, and that's
basically you have to do a podcast,
right? That stuff rolls, right? Like that stuff, like the highlights, and we talk about the runs previous and what got us here. But pretty soon, you run out of that shit.
Yeah,
at about the 1 hour mark.
Right.
I sat down at the 1 hour mark, because I was like watching my friend Ed and Mary and Eddie Wall, like just talking about the same shit, and it was like, okay. I need to save them because this is really gnarly.
Send in.
So I get in there. I sit down. Myself, Pat Bridges, Leanne Pelosi sit down. And literally it got to the point where I was like, hey, Pat, like, what's your favorite color? Like, it was seriously like just.
What stance are you again?
I'm trying to listen for any guidance from the control room. And I know that they had their hands full because all they're trying to do is get satellite uplink again to get this competition rolling.
So would they unplug it and then plug it back in?
I don't know. Try that? They blew, if they take the thing and they blow in it and they put it back in.
Yeah.
But the thing is they were so trying to figure out what was going on in the comms that I had no one directing me really. I mean, Rema, God bless her. She's really, Rema's was my producer.
Producer, director.
I didn't hear as much information as I usually would.
Because it was a crisis.
Because it was where they were in crisis mode. So literally, I would start talking and like I wouldn't even know. Like by the time I got halfway through the conversation, I wouldn't even remember what I started talking about.
And you know that part of the job is difficult, but you can imagine that in the truck where all the information comes.
The truck is on fire.
Yeah. I give a lot of credit to production staff and team. Like,
it's insane.
Because most people, if you have a really good producer on any kind of job like that, whether it's live, whether it's a commercial shoot, a photo, whatever, the makings of a great producer is somebody that is tenacious, that will never give up and never not get the thing done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, well, I've been part of that where people, like, everything's going wrong and the producer of the shoot is like, it doesn't matter. Like, rent a helicopter, send a flare into space. We're doing it.
We got it done. We talked about a bunch of bullshit. They had to take the footage from the drone instead of the long. I mean, we didn't have all the cameras in the end. And then once the thing came down to it, this is pretty funny. Actually, it's crazy. This is where the controversy started.
Are you going to get in trouble?
No, I'm not going to get in trouble. This is like everyone's thinking the same thing. It's, okay, so it was the last run to come down. Was Red Gerard versus Travis Rice.
Yep.
And it was the one everyone was waiting for. Travis kind of flubbed up on run number one. Red laced his run.
Yep.
The score, and we're waiting for 15 minutes to get the scores to drop. And we thought something was wrong. And then Travis, like, they're sitting there, they're on a lock-off camera on these two riders that had come down waiting for the score.
Are they talking?
They're talking, and Travis at one point's like, I think the judges are broken. Because we thought the screen had frozen.
Oh,
we didn't know what was going on with the comms. We just kept seeing replays of both of their runs. And apparently, it was the judges watching both of their runs over and over and over again, and we were getting the feed from what the judges were seeing. And then they dropped the score, and it was a tie. But it shouldn't have been a tie.
Okay.
In a lot of people's eyes.
Right.
Mine included.
Well, you cannot have a big event like that without a little bit of controversy.
It was kind of gnarly, though. It was a gnarly, gnarly controversy, and I think a lot of people were chirping about it afterwards. I'm glad I wasn't a judge. I'm glad I just talked about it.
That's a hard job.
This is a hard job. It's a thankless job, and it's not a very well-paid job.
Yeah, no one's ever going to be like, dude, thank you for that 3.5.
They do. If you win, the judge is your best friend.
I've never heard once a pro surfer, a pro skater, or a pro snowboarder in a post-heat interview say,
thanks to the judges.
Thank you to the judges. I know this is not an easy job, but thank you guys so much. Never heard that once.
Yeah, but then they're a suck up. And you can't. It's.
I always.
It's
thank
such
the
a.
Judges.
It's such a double edged. It's a double edged sword.
Yeah, but why wouldn't you say, "Hey, thanks, judges"? I know that's.
I hate to tell you, and it shouldn't be like this, but the judges are as much responsible for you winning an event as your physical ability, because they could, like, whoever you have for judges on that typical day, or that day, they could just. I don't know.
Roast you.
Roast pretty much like torch you. Like I'm not going to say that sometimes people carry shit into the booth, but it does happen. It's not like it doesn't happen. It does happen. Or they're not paying attention, or they're over it. By the end of the day, and it's they've been judging since, this is especially in, I think, in some of the amateur contests or even like the ISA World Championships, where you're judging from 7 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock at night. By the time that 5 o'clock heat comes around, the judges are fucking roasted. I don't care what anyone says. The commentators are roasted. Everyone on site is roasted. They want to get it done.
Unless you're out in the snow at Detour, then you're frozen.
Then you're frozen.
You're reverse.
But I do feel like that is sometimes the way it goes. And
well, I would like to thank the judges, all the judges.
I thank the judges that gave me my career.
Yeah.
Unless they
have you.
Unless they
have
scored.
You reached out to them.
There they go. I just did it.
Thank you.
Thank you, judges.
Thanks, guys. So that was interesting. Natural selection, the final day happened immediately following. And the reason that no one saw it is because the venue that they had the final day of natural selection, where the top eight men, top four women went to, was so remote and removed that it was a logistical nightmare to set up communications and the whole media stuff. So what they did
is it going to be like a show?
They filmed it.
Okay.
And it will have a voiceover, and it will, you will know the results on the 4th of April.
And I'm not mad at that. I love a good live show, but at the same time, when you're able to edit and like cut out the talking.
Right.
No, when you're able to like make it into a big, cool, cohesive show, I think we're getting the best of both worlds. I'm excited to see it. It's who won again?
I can't tell you who won. I can tell you who was leading going into the second day.
How did my guy,
Haley Langland, was leading into day two for the women, and for the men, it was Sage Kotzenberg.
Did Austin make the finals?
Austin made the finals.
Did Hannah Beeman make the finals?
Hannah Beeman made the finals.
Okay, so when you come on the Monday Mass before a big event, surf, skate, or snow, you're probably going to make the finals.
Okay.
I'm just saying. Benji Weatherly's going to make the finals, whatever he does next.
Of what?
It sounded like he's doing some like pole dancing or something.
Mm.
We did get invited onto his podcast, Let's Potty.
Let's Potty.
And he has cameras.
The eighth best podcast about action sports out there.
Todd.
Mm.
David Beckham.
Oh, bend it.
Is a pretty damn good snowboarder.
He's passionate about it.
He's riding with his friends. So usually when I bring up celebrity snowboarding news, Todd gets...
No, I like it.
Cringes.
I don't cringe. I cringe it. Because ew, but also I love
yeah.
it. Yeah. Because usually it's people getting hurt.
But this is David Beckham, and he's snowboarding with his homies, and he does a, what he calls a perfect triple somersault face plant. And he's filming himself, and I watched the David Beckham documentary, the five-parter or whatever on Netflix, and he's had a wild... celebrity life, but this right here just reaffirms my suspicion that David Beckham is a pretty cool guy.
Yeah I mean, I would think that. And
is
this
he better than me?
This is my opinion. I don't know. I've never watched him top to bottom.
You've never seen me snowboard.
I would hope, and this is, I mean, okay. This is universal truth for me.
Okay.
If you've made that much money and had that much success, if you're a dick, you're a fucking horrible person,
right?
Like, when you have that much success and you have no financial worries in the world,
right?
Basically, you can go and do whatever the hell you want. If you're a dickhead,
forever.
If you're a dick,
yeah,
like, just, like, fuck
if,
you.
If you don't tip well,
right?
If you don't at least acknowledge the people around you, I understand that, like, celebrities at that, he was at one point the most famous man in the world.
I'll converse this with...
converse it with me.
Okay, so we just had an incident happen in San Diego, in the San Diego Harbor, like a week ago. There's this like Instagram...
Oh, Lamborghini yacht.
Lamborghini yacht guy who makes a lot of money.
Right.
Lamborghini yacht guy makes a bunch of cash, but he's kind of like one of those brash, like, let me tell you how to be successful. And he's like, swears a lot, and he's got a, you know, he's just like that, and he has a lot of flaunt and a lot of show. He's a fucking dick.
Yeah.
Like, so you have all this. You have all this success, and you're a fucking dick.
If you had if you have a Lamborghini yacht, I mean,
why do you have to be a dick?
You would think that would make you happy and content. You're like, I've done it.
It just makes no sense to me that, like, is it just like a persona they've taken on? Like, I'm going to be a dick.
Maybe that's a lot of times.
That's how they get successful.
Very wealthy people have to be dicks in order to get wealthy. That's why I'm broke, because I'm so nice.
That's right.
If I was a dick, you know I'd be driving a Lambo yacht.
Lambo yacht.
Yes.
We'll leave it at that. Yes. Also, we have on here, why don't you go ahead and preface this one?
So I've just heard this, and I didn't watch this episode of The Bomb Hole.
It's amazing.
I've heard it's one of the best episodes of The Bomb Hole ever. J.P. Walker on there. Very emotional.
With Jeremy Jones.
Ups and downs. With Jeremy Jones.
Yeah.
But I think... beyond the beautiful sentiments we heard from JP, who is just a gem of a human, a lot of people are talking about his salsa dancing.
Salsero.
So what? I didn't watch the episode. I'm embarrassed to say. I'm sorry, Chris. I'm sorry, Bombhole. I'm going to watch it. Give us just a little breakdown about JP Walker's salsa dancing because I love that.
So, So JP, kind of. I wouldn't say he's like
One of the gnarliest rail chompers.
Obviously,
to
he's
ever
like
ride
he's pretty much like he changed the direction of snowboarding. Him and a bunch of his homies from Utah on the Forum team, and it's just really cool to see JP open up. His wife Roberta was in a really gnarly accident about 7 years, 6 years ago.
Bike accident.
It changed their lives. Mm-hmm. It changed JP's trajectory in life. It changed Roberta's, obviously. And it, like,
she's a badass.
He's a different person.
Mm-hmm.
And he's pouring all of his kind of passion into salsa dancing because he shares that with Roberta as like part of their recovery thing.
Yes.
And it's so rad to see, like, look, you can salsa dancing, whatever, like the normal skate snowboard person is not really going to, I don't know, they're not really going to like relate to that, I don't think. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like the normal snowboarder back in the day would be like, salsa dancing, whatever, dude. Yeah. But like,
I'm glad we live
when
in a
you
time that
get behind something great that heavily, and you, it's like, screw you guys.
Yeah,
this is what I'm into. I don't really give a shit if you care.
I love it
about this, but I think it's really cool. And he just kind of elaborates on it, and you know, his passion for doing that is the same as his passion for snowboarding or like learning tricks. And like, it's just cool to see that because there's more to it.
Yeah.
In general.
It's very cool. It's very cool. Yeah. And I love that we live in a time where that's celebrated.
A couple events coming up. So obviously, if you live on the East Coast, you know that Homesick is coming this weekend to Stratton Mountain, Vermont. And that is going to be fantastic. I will be there. If you see me, please come up and say hello because I love chit-chatting with other human beings that are nice.
Yep.
Also, after that, we have two events back-to-back that actually they're falling on the same weekend. If you're in Tahoe, the weekend after, that is the Legends of Tahoe event that's happening at Donner Ski Ranch. This is Easter weekend. And also at the same time is Jill Perkins is having the snowboard rodeo that's going on at Woodward Park City. That's the same weekend. And then on 4-3 day, that is Tuesday of the following week, that will be the Ken Block Memorial 43i Institute event that's going down at Woodward Park City. If you want to come up there and check that out, it's $4.30 to come up and ride for the day.
Oh, really?
It's pretty rad. That's great. All proceeds go to 43i for, you know, in the name of Ken and his pursuit of a drive to be the best at what you do and just trying to make that happen for other people. And then the weekend following that is the Bomb Hole Cup, and I will be there announcing with Joey B. How you doing?
So no way.
Prepare to get fucking roasted. And that is snowboard news. Let's move on to nerd news because I think this one is pretty great. Nerd news is brought to you by New Greens, the best damn green drink you can put in some water. Put it in water. Don't just try to mainline the New Greens. Put it in water. Stir it up. You'll have all the greenery you need for the day.
Don't Mike, snort it for crying
Mike
out
Mike Tyson
loud.
Fighting YouTuber Jake Paul. What are your thoughts?
You know, obviously, I have respect for Jake Paul.
Real thoughts.
I have respect for Jake Paul for what he's done. I mean, he's obviously a great boxer.
He's
very.
It's all promotional, dude.
Well, this is promotional.
It's a fucking you. It's like
WWF almost.
Okay, here's what I want to happen.
Okay.
Okay, so obviously this is a fight for money.
Yes.
Okay, like this is going to be gigantic because, quite frankly, people want to see Jake Paul get murdered in the
ring. That's the draw.
That is the draw. Every single time these fights come on, everyone tunes in to watch Jake Paul get murdered. And what happens? He either wins or it's a draw, which is crazy. Okay, now Mike Tyson.
Different beast.
Mike Tyson is a different beast, and he does not like to lose.
But he's 50. Do you think 50. That
he's older than 50.
55.
So 54. What do you think? Okay, so Mike Tyson has never taken a defeat. He bit a fucking guy's ear off, for Christ's sake. So what do you think now? You think Mike Tyson's going to want like the last big fight of his career to be, I got beat by Jake Paul? You think he's going to go down? No, I think Mike Tyson's going to get in that ring. It's going to start as a exhibition event, and Mike's going to fucking snap and forget because let's be honest here. Tyson's brain is a little loose in there.
Yeah. He's been hit in the head a lot of times. I think he's going to snap, and I think Jake Paul is going to maybe get a little bit murdered.
I think that... So, I just watched
a, also, my hope.
I hope Jake Paul gets blasted. I would love to... I think a lot of people would love to see him get annihilated. Not injured, but just smoked. I watched... So, we both grew up-ish...
Iron Mike?
With Mike Tyson as like, I couldn't tell you
he's a fucking god.
Famous, or I couldn't tell you a current boxer right now. I don't think I could for the last 10 years. But in the 90s and early 2000s, mostly the 90s, Mike Tyson, Evander Holyfield, I mean, Leon Sphinx, like Macho Camacho. Boxing was massive, and Mike Tyson was the shit. He was the scariest, most just psychotic animal ever in the ring.
Broke my back. My back is broken.
I watched a 45-minute highlight reel of his best knockouts. 45 minutes.
Recently.
Yesterday.
Oh, my God.
45 minutes of him knocking people out. And it reminds you, like, there's literally footage of the biggest, gnarliest looking dudes standing across him. And they were done before they even started. You could see it in their eyes.
I feel like this is like one of those things where, like, you know, like you say, okay, like, how much, what's your price for getting a punch from Mike Tyson? Yeah. Like, literally, this is that scenario playing itself out. I feel like Jake Paul is like, look, dude, I can guarantee us each 15 to 20 mil.
Oh, easy.
On this easy. Fight. You know, here's what's going to go down. I'm going to hit you a couple times, get it revved up, and then... I'll take one.
I think Jake Paul's bigger than Mike Tyson. But there's footage of Mike Tyson like...
Just the other day. His training videos already are... It's okay, I think a lot of boxing too... Obviously, boxing is stamina, right? Yeah. And there's an amount of hollow head dummy that comes into play with boxing. Like, right. how many times can you take a hit?
Right.
And what is your... Are you a fucking machine and will you not stop?
Yeah.
I feel like Tyson's the kind of guy who like will not stop. He's a fucking Terminator, dude.
Well, and I think Jake Paul is the same, like...
I don't know, dude.
Jake Paul is more, I would say, that like dummy we went to school with that just like would always eat crap and never get hurt and like laugh if he had a broken arm.
But I don't feel like Tyson will... He's pretty much like it's legal attempted murder... Every time that someone goes up against him.
Some of these knockouts, and I'm not like a fighter. I don't fight. But watching Mike Tyson fight is so sick.
Dude. So I can't wait. I will be watching. I'll be watching.
They got us idiots talking about it.
I know. But I'm just saying. Everyone's talking about it because they want to see Jake Paul's face spin around the other way.
Exactly.
What is your price? Okay. I'm going to pose this to you. What is your price to take a punch from Mike Tyson?
Can I like try to defend or am I just standing there?
You can do whatever the fuck you want. I don't think it's going to matter. What's your price?
$1 million.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, I would take a punch from Mike Tyson for $1 million. No problem.
All right. Well, I know Mike Tyson watches this show. Mike, if you want to pay one of us $1 million to punch us, I will take my glasses off.
Okay. Listen to this. So EB530 says, they once compared Mike Tyson's punch to driving 30 miles an hour and let your head bounce off a street pole. That is... 100%. Kaipo Guerrero, Jake for the win. What the
Kaipo,
fuck?
Okay,
Kaipo.
No. Well, Kaipo.
Hot take.
Kaipo probably knows more about this than us.
Why?
He just knows about these
Kaipo,
things.
Kaipo, what's your hot take on that? We want more information than just Jake for the win. Why?
Well, youth. Jake Paul's 30.
Yeah, but like if a
Mike
tree.
Mike Tyson's 60.
If a tree falls on you, I don't care how old you are. Tree fucking hurts.
Every time Jake Paul fights... People say the same thing. He's a bum. He's going to lose. He's a joke. This is fake.
He's fought a lot of gnarly dudes, but he ain't never fought. I mean.
That dude, Woodell, he fought was a UFC champion.
All right.
Crazy.
There's
Kaipa. What does he say?
He brought he's young and he brought the fight to him. Okay. I don't know what that means.
No, he is the one that set it up. So maybe he's got that early mental preparation.
I will say this, though. Like. There's no way in hell that Mike Tyson is going to want to have his legacy of being the greatest of all fucking time next to Muhammad Ali be tarnished by some YouTube dude. Like, there's no, well, that's the, there's that's no the gamble fucking he's taking. Way. There is no way.
That's the risk Iron Mike is taking.
You ever smoking
Mike Tyson's weed, Todd?
No.
He owns a weed company.
He does? What's it called? Knockout weed?
Weed. Something. Weed.
Anyway, I can't wait to watch it.
Thanks for watching, Kaipo. I was watching you in Portugal.
Now, Kaipo said he's also just being a dick. Don't you have a job to do? Isn't there like someone?
No, you know how it is. He was in Portugal. He basically moved to Portugal for 6 months to work for 10 days.
No, I moved to like Colorado for three days and I'm like, God, get me out of here.
When I'm not working an event and I'm watching an event, I'm like, damn, these events are long. And when I'm actually working the event, I'm like, these events are long.
I wonder if we should just do a fight podcast.
We should do it.
Chris and Todd's fight. Take, like, we have no idea what we're talking about, but we just get into sport.
I'm like, you guys ground and pound? Oh, so over the weekend,
You want a date?
No, I played a solo gig at the SD Legion rugby home opener at Snapdragon Stadium.
Okay.
And I played a...
Was anyone familiar with your music?
No. And it was right in front of the front gate. They opened the gates and like 8,000 rugby fans are coming in.
Solo.
I played.
You played solo.
15 minute song.
Wow.
And the backing track was R U G B Y. R U G B Y. And I just sang over it and people were walking by and I'm like, what's your name? And I was singing about them and it went on for 20 minutes.
Oh my God.
Because the people were walking. So like.
That's literally like being in the ring with Mike Tyson.
It was nerve-wracking, but man, rugby fans are awesome. I saw a bunch of friends and cool people there. So I highly recommend an SD Legion rugby game. Snapdragon Stadium in San Diego, open air. It's sick.
Okay.
And my music was... You think we're going to win a Grammy for this?
It's off the chains.
Wait till you see what I win for that performance.
Nerd news. That was nerd news. Questions. We have questions by Vessel Shipping. Questions by Vessel Shipping. Are you too damn lazy to ship? VESYL.com. Vessel Shipping makes it easy. Don't be an idiot.
All right. Andy Ryan, photographer. What's up, my guy? Chris, please teach me how to say Albany.
How do you say it?
It's called Albany.
It's not Albany.
Albany, New York.
It's Albany.
In your opinion.
Wow.
You
can't go there anymore.
Albany.
Albany. Say it. All.
Albany.
Albany.
Albany, New York. Another serious question. I'm asking both of you, what's happening with the brands under ABG? We're seeing exodus, refusals to re-sign, deep cuts, most notably Sister Stephanie and Sam Hammer from Billabong.
There's some... That is a multi-layered topic, Andy. I believe that...
and it's pretty close to home because...
Yeah, I am currently employed by... I'm not ABG.
Quiksilver.
Well,
Snow.
The group that I currently get a paycheck from...
How much is the paycheck?
...is a licensed... they license Quiksilver North America from ABG.
Can I get some money?
I don't know. You need to prove yourself. Prove yourself.
With snowboard? Do I need to snowboard?
Yes.
Damn it.
I'm also going to Bear tomorrow. If anyone's going to Bear, say hi. Me and Devin from New Greens are going to go up there and screw around.
Hold on. Let me check my...
Bear is so fun
weird.
Right
I
now.
Did not get a text.
Chris, we're going to be doing action. We're not just cruising. Tomorrow's an action day. We're going to get some air. Wow. Chris just delivered some air. Anyways, go ahead. What's the next question?
This is a question from Bored Yak. I'm new to watching WSL. How are the seeds determined for the bracket stage? Also, how hard would it be to have one more bib color so there aren't two white bibs in the water at the same time? Overall, I'm loving it. They do a great job keeping the stream interesting during lulls. Unlike Natty Select, where the screen goes down and the booth turns into a zoo. Whoa, dude.
Is that shot fired? Damn. I don't think that's shots fired. I think that's just an observation. What do you think?
They tried their best, Bored Yak.
What if they just had surf contests kind of run the way that like Jake Paul and Tyson? Like you just call people out and you have a surf off.
Be sick.
Right?
I think we need more of those specialty events. Okay, so to answer this question, two white bibs. I think so. Sometimes if you're new to watching WSL competition, sometimes they do overlapping heats to maximize the swell potential. So usually you have two surfers in a heat in the water. You're only watching two per time. Mm. If they do overlapping heats, you have four surfers. Heat A gets priority of the waves, and then heat B gets second priority of the waves. Yeah, they're great events.
I'm sorry. Where were you?
Are you a bored yak?
Okay, what's up?
What else Devin Curran says, anybody want to skate Poods on Sunday?
Sunday? No one goes to the skate park on Sundays.
Everyone,
what are you, insane?
Everyone goes to the skate park.
Exactly.
I don't do much action sports on the weekends, to be honest.
Why? Lord's Day?
No. Weekends are usually for playing music.
I thought they were for the
hanging
boys.
Hanging out with kids.
I heard they were for
dates.
For the boys. Weekends are
eating
for the boys.
Eating food, sleeping. Yeah, Devin, maybe I'll come skate. Just message us. He's a big fan of the show and he's a homie. Chasing Winter Productions says, what would the 1-2-3 podium look like for natural selection if the judges competed on the course?
Ooh, Chad Otterstrom first, Guillaume second. No.
Jody Wozniak.
Jody and Chad would be battling out for first.
So these are the judges for natural selection. And these were announced publicly. We're not going to get anybody like.
So
doxed.
Jody Wozniak, Chad Otterstrom, Guillaume Morissette, and Connor Manning.
Okay.
I think
Sandy
Chad
McDonald.
And Sandy? Sandy was judging too? Sandy was head judge.
I don't know. Chasing Winter Productions should know. They know.
I'm pretty sure that it would be a battle between Chad O and Jody.
Dude, Chad all day. Everybody knows Chad Otterstrom's the best.
Okay. There we go.
Hannah Lee, we love you. Hannah Lee. How far, Todd, into the Dune novels have you read? Chris, what would it take for you to dress up like Sting's character in the David Lynch Dune for Halloween? I'll answer that immediately.
That would be
nothing.
That would be a solid.
It will take nothing. I will do it. Look, I could almost do my hair like it.
I think that's a decent, that is a decent costume for you for Halloween.
So it's just a leather.
Like a wings. Looks like a Van Halen logo.
Hannah, I know you're crafty. Okay. If you make me a Sting from Dune Speedo outfit, I will wear it on the podcast tomorrow, next week, whatever.
That's
no problem.
That's Sting when he comes out of the shower of the steam bath.
Yeah. What is his other outfit? That's the only one I can
leather.
I'd say only one I could. I loved that. I love that Sting was in Dune, the original Dune.
David Lynch is a genius. What
is
was
Sting
the other part
in
of the
new
question?
Dune?
No.
How far into the Dune novels are you?
I've read
100, right?
I read Dune and I've read Dune Messiah and I started on Children of Dune, but I didn't finish it. Dune, not Doom. That's what I read.
Tight. This is a good question from Adam Etzart. Adam Etzart, what's up? What are your top three favorite grab tricks?
There's grab ass, grab bag.
My top three grabs, I like a good clean lean grab.
Mm.
For rotations, front side, I like a slob front three or a stale front three for sure.
Mm.
For I think a indie when you're spinning backside, a backside indie spinning surfing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Is so sick. It's underused, underrated, and one of the coolest looking ways to do a backside air 360 would be.
I'm a big fan of this hand, my front hand, which would
your
be
your regular foot,
which would be melon or backside on everything.
Yeah,
I just think it keeps you tight. It looks good. Probably looks, to me, it looks the best.
You know, back to Benji Weatherly, underrated surfer for how good he was at airs. His backside airs, grabs were.
He had a drag. He had a sick dragon head doing one of those. Dragging these nuts across your face.
That's probably going to be it.
All right.
I think.
Well, guess what? This concludes today's episode of the Monday Mass. Next week we'll have internet next week. Yeah.
Sunbender playing downtown Encinitas Oolong Gallery March 30th. Put it on your calendars with Atomic 99 and Field Rush. It's going to be an epic show. Let's go.
We'll see you guys next week. Hopefully this worked.